Quiet, please. Quiet, please. American Broadcasting Company presents Quiet, Please, which is written and directed by Willis Cooper and which features Ernest Chappell. Quiet, Please for today is called Portrait of a Character.
Mister, you suppose you can fix this horn for me?
I don't know. The mouthpiece is kind of worn, I guess. There's some dents in it. See, here on the bell? Well, I dropped it one day. No, I don't want a new one. This old horn's good enough for me. I've had it a long time. It's got sentimental value, you know. Huh? No, I don't care what it costs, but I need it pretty quick. Got to play a big job, see? Me? Well, I haven't exactly played for some time, but... Huh? Well, that's why my horn's so out of shape. I stuff a mute into it once in a while and give it a toot, you know, real soft so as not to disturb folks. But I get complaints just the same. Noise, people say. You know how it is. But this job I'm going to play there, this is the thing, believe me. How soon can you get it fixed? No, don't toot it. Excuse me, but you know how it is. A fellow doesn't like to have another people blow his horn. You a musician? I see. Well, I thought you might be. Got all these instruments hanging around here. Nice harps you got there. You sell many harps? Don't, huh? I like harp music. Swell instrument, the harp, but... give me the old brass thing. I'm a trumpeter boy, that's me. Nothing like the trumpet, I always say. Old-fashioned? Well, sure, I had it a long time. No, you can have those fancy new jobs. I'll stick to the old-fashioned one. Nice balance, beautiful tone. Even with a mute. No, you can't sell me a new one, thanks. The boss gave me this, and he wouldn't like it if I swapped it for a new one. He's got old-fashioned ideas. And so have I. I got a lot of respect for the boss. He's got a tough job, but he handles it. The only thing is these characters. Well, I suppose I'm a character, too. Aren't we all? Sure. You got people working for you? Well, you know how it is. You can take this so much and then, boom, that's all, brother. Yeah, I admire the boss's patience. He stands for a lot. Yeah, even from me. Why, for instance, I don't know if I got any lip anymore. But the boss, he doesn't care. I got a job as long as I want it. Good job, too. Practically nothing to do. And now I'm going to get to play a big date. I think I am. I'm pretty sure anyway, so that's why I want to get the horn fixed, so it's to be all ready for it, you know? Huh? Oh, something the boss said the other day. Sure hope my hunch is right. Anyway, I want to be prepared. A week? Well, can't you fix it sooner than that? Well, all right. Do your best for a broken-down old trumpet player that's got a big job coming up. thanks. You don't mind me bending your ear while you work, do you? If you got anything more important, just say so. I like to talk to people. Bosses, I go yada-da-yada all day long. He shuts me up. But people... Yeah, most people give me a pain. Yeah. Like last Sunday. Huh? You run across a lot of odd characters in this racket. I overheard this fellow and this gal. No, I wasn't what you call it, eavesdropping. I just heard it. Well, I was sitting on the back porch polishing up the horn there. Pretty near polished right through it, haven't I? Waiting for the boss to give me a chance to play a job. I'm just sitting there with a can of brass polish and a rag, and pretty soon I hear voices. They couldn't see me on the porch. Boy, give me a kiss, man, she said.
Give me a kiss, man.
You love me, hon?
I sure do, man.
Well, I love you, woman.
Mm. Ain't you scared, Matt?
Scared of what?
Scared of me.
Well, scared of what?
Well, if he comes back and finds you kissing me, he's going to give you lumps on your head.
He ain't going to give me no lumps on my head.
He's awful hardy, man.
So am I. I wish you'd come marry me.
Can't marry you. I'm married already.
Said you loved me.
Oh, sure.
Well, if you never had no husband, would you come and marry me?
Well, I might, man. But I got a husband.
You have now.
What do you mean?
I said if you hadn't got no husband, would you marry me?
I said yes.
Well, all right.
What you talking, man?
I ain't just talking, woman.
You know you oughtn't to covet your neighbor's wife.
Why not?
Good book says not to.
Does, huh?
Sure does.
Well, I sure covet you.
You hadn't ought to.
Oh, that's for the birds.
Don't talk that way.
Why not?
Well.
You see? You ain't got no answer. See?
If my husband comes back...
If I hit him on the head with a limb off a elm tree...
Now, what are you talking, man?
I said I wasn't just talking.
You hit him on the head awful hard?
Well, pretty hard.
You'd kill him?
Well, kind of.
Dead?
Sure, dead.
What for?
You know what for, woman.
You tell me what for.
You know what for.
You tell me, man.
Why, for you, woman.
To marry me?
Sure to marry me.
Oh, be dog.
Would you come marry me if I hit him on the head with a limb off an elm tree, woman?
Why, if you killed him dead, man, why, sure I would.
What do you know about that? Huh? Yeah, it's just the way I heard it. Whilst I was polishing this little old horn out there on the back porch. Hey, I forgot the middle valve sticks a little bit. Dry maybe, huh? Yeah, that's the way I heard it. Last Sunday. Huh? Do? Well, I thought I'd better tell the boss. You know, people plotting to murder somebody, people running away with each other's wife. That's not good, I said to myself. What? Sure, I knew who they were. Yeah, a couple of the boss's people. Well, I recognized their voices. So I went to the boss and I told him. I said, boss, there's goings on here you don't know about, I said. I say that boss of mine is smarter than all get out. He heard them, too. Well, what are you going to do, boss, I said. What are you going to do? Look out, you're putting your drop of horn. I said, what are you going to do? Well, sir, he just kind of sighed. He said, son, I don't know what I'm going to do. I just can't figure it out. I've been a good boss to all these folks, haven't I? I said, sure, you're the best boss anybody ever had. You're too good, boss, I said. They take advantage of you. I said, look, you keep me sitting around doing nothing. I ain't played a job since I don't know when. So why do I don't get high someday and blow my stack, I said. You're so good to everybody, I said. They take advantage of you. My son, he said, where would you get reefers? Well, I said, they're selling them all over the place. They're just a bunch of ungrateful... Well, I said a word I wouldn't repeat. And he just sighed again. He said, I got a lot of work to do. Then I come away. Huh? Well, busy. Excuse me. Well, I'll be back. A week, you said? Thanks. Take good care of the horn. It's a kid's day. You got my horn ready yet? Oh, take another week, huh? Oh, that's a shame. Can I take a look at it? I feel funny without it. Thanks. It feels good. Oh, boy, will I make a big old noise with you. Okay. Thanks, mister, but hurry it up, will you? Busy? Oh, I got time. Besides, I can watch you working on a horn. Thanks. Don't mind me. Remember I told you about that couple I heard from the back porch? Yeah. Now, I was sitting alongside the window last night. I heard them again. Oh, man. I heard her first. Just whispering to him.
What do we do with him?
Don't need to whisper. Pa and Ma is asleep.
Sure hit him over the head, man.
I sure did, didn't I? I can hit pretty hard.
He's sure a dead one, man.
I said to him, hey. When he turned around, I hit him over the head.
What are we going to do with him now?
Hide him somewheres.
Then we go get married?
Sure. When they find him, they'll think he just got hit with something. Nobody'll know we done it.
We done it?
Sure. You got him to come out here, didn't you, woman?
But you hit him over the head.
Sure, I hit him over the head. But I hit him for you.
How soon we going to get married?
Soon as they find him.
When'll that be?
Right soon, I hope.
You want to kiss me, man?
I sure do, woman.
Now you don't have to covet me anymore.
I sure don't, woman. How you feel?
What do you mean, how I feel?
How you feel since you got no husband no more?
How you expect I feel, man?
Tell me.
I don't feel no different.
Don't he?
Should I ought to feel different?
No.
You feel different since you went and busted him on the head?
Me? No, I never feel different.
Bet he does.
He don't feel anything. Not him.
I guess not. But he sure looked different.
When you're dead, you're dead.
Reckon he went to heaven in a handbasket?
Reckon he didn't go no place.
Not the other place, neither?
You talk foolish, woman.
Well, anyhow.
What anyhow?
We're going to get married.
Why, sure.
You know any preacher?
Preacher?
To get married with.
Oh, I don't know no preachers.
What are we going to tell a preacher when we go to get married?
We don't tell him nothing.
Have to tell him something. He won't marry us.
Like what?
Like who you and me is and all that. Was we married before and stuff?
Ain't you never told no fibs, woman?
Told fibs? I told whoppers.
Well, then we tell the preacher some whoppers.
You're awful smart, ain't you, man?
I guess there ain't nobody no smarter, I guess.
No, sir.
No, sir.
Say, you tell them whoppers when you say you love me, man?
There wasn't no whopper.
Better not be.
I wouldn't have hit him over the head if I was telling whoppers to you, woman.
That's so, ain't it?
Sure is.
You want to kiss me again?
I don't mind.
Wait a minute. You sure you love me?
Hope to bust I do.
Well, then, what are you waiting for?
I ain't waiting. Gimme.
Yes, sir, man.
Thank you kindly. Hey, who's out there sticking his head out of that wind?
Where? Oh, it's Paul. Paul, you fool! You stop sticking your long nose into our affairs, you hear me?
Is that the way to talk to your pa, honey?
Paul, you're no fool!
You hadn't ought to talk that way to your pa, woman.
You know what I'm going to do, man?
What?
I'm going to take and throw my pa and my old lady out of this share house now.
What for?
This share's my house now. Now that death thing's dead. And I'm boss in my own house. Not a pale old fool like my pa and my old lady.
You hadn't ought to do that, woman.
No, I hadn't, man.
Seems like it says something in the good book about honoring your old lady and your old man.
Well, it ain't no worse than killing, man.
Just about the same as killing, I figure.
Well, that's a horse of peace, man.
I bust one commandment, you bust another. It's a horse apiece.
Doggone if it ain't. You're as bad as me. Kiss me, woman.
I said to the boss, "Boss, that fella killed that other fella," I said. "He murdered him," I said. "I heard him talking about it." He just shook his head and he sighed again. I said, "Boss, what are you going to do about it?" And he shook his head. "Well," I said, I guess we ain't really got evidence that it'd stand up in court," I said. "I just heard him talking about it. I can't prove anything." But I said, "Boss, don't you think we ought to have him arrested or something?" And he just shook his head. I said, "Boss..." And he looked up at me. He looked at me, and I could see he was mad. "You get out of here," he said. And I never saw him look so mad. "What?" "Oh, I took a powder." "What?" "No, I don't want to buy a new one. You fix this one up. That's the best horn you ever saw, believe me. Sure, it's old-fashioned. I told you that, but it's mine. I want it fixed. Yeah, I'll be back." Them people, what's the world coming to? "Haven't you got it fixed yet? Well, what are you doing to that horn? Listen, I got a job to play coming up, and I need it." "Well, you said a week. It's pretty near a week right now, and you still haven't got the dents out of it." "Well, I need it, I tell you. What do you want me to do, play a oboe or a bassoon or something? I haven't got the embouchure for that. I'm a trumpeter." "Well, I used to be anyway. My lip's all right, I think." "Well, could you lend me a mouthpiece so as I can practice on it in my room and keep my lip in shape till the job comes up?" "Huh?" "Oh, he won't hear me. He's gone. I don't know. Vacation, he said. But he's coming back." "Certainly I get paid whilst he's away. What kind of a boss do you think I got?" "What people?" "Oh, them. Mister, there's something. I don't know whether I ought to tell you. You'll think I run around listening to keyholes and such. I don't. I just hear things once in a while. Boy, do I hear things. Like yesterday."
"Where are you folks?"
"I told you I was going to kick him out."
"Did, huh?"
"My pa bawled a lot. My old lady bellowed, too. But I just said I wasn't going to have any useless old folks standing around eating up my food, getting in my road. I pushed him outside."
"Whilst it was raining?"
"I sure did, man."
"Give me a kiss, woman."
"I won't need it."
"You come on, give me a kiss."
"What for?"
"Well, you're married to me, woman."
"When you gonna bring home some money, then?"
"I ain't got no job."
"Well, you get one."
"I won't neither."
"Well, you won't get none of my money, ma'am."
"Well, I will."
"How are you gonna get it?"
"I might hit you over the head with a limb off an elm tree."
"Yeah? And when the boss finds out, he'll have you strung up. That's what he'll do."
"The boss?"
"Yes, the boss."
"He won't never do that to me."
"Well, you look out."
"I'm not afraid of the boss."
"You better be, man. If you hit me over the head..."
"I'll hit you over the head and the boss won't do nothing at all about it, woman."
"I hear you talking, man."
"Well, then..."
"Kiss me, man."
"You come here and kiss me."
"Listen."
"What?"
"You ain't scared of the boss?"
"I ain't scared of nobody."
"He's easy going."
"Sure he is. He don't do nothing about nobody."
"No, he don't."
"He never done anything about us killing your man."
"Maybe he didn't know, though."
"Everybody says he knows everything, but he don't."
"He sure don't. Listen."
"What?"
"You want money?"
"Why, sure."
"Boss got all kinds of things."
"Valuables."
"He don't set no guard over things."
"What are you talking, woman?"
"I ain't just talking, man. You take a dare?"
"I don't take no dares, woman."
"Then I dare you, man."
dare me what?
Go robbing and stealing in the night when nobody's looking?
I don't mind.
The boss won't miss it.
Of course he won't. He's rich.
Tonight? Tonight, ma'am?
You coming along, woman?
Sure I'm coming along. You think I'm afraid of the boss?
Am I boring you? Okay. Why, well, sat up all night waiting for him to show up. Yeah, I'm a smarty. I was going to catch him red-handed, you see, and I was going to drag him into the boss and say, here, boss, look what I found. Yeah, and there they'd be with their hands full of stuff they'd stole. The boss, I figured, he'd cloud up and rain all over him. What? Yeah, I guess I must have fell asleep. I woke up and it was morning, and I looked. The safe was wide open. Boy, what they took. Yeah, I was scared stiff. Well, here I am watching for them, and they robbed the boss right under my nose. Huh? Well, I expected the boss would fire me anyway, so the best thing I could do was go to him and tell him. Sure, I told him. You know what he said? Yeah, he just shook his head. I know what he said. I know it, son. I said, boss, look, how long are you going to let this go on? I said, lying and murdering, boss, and kicking their poor old folks out in the street and coveting other people's wives and everything, boss. I said, you know about it, boss. I told you all the things I know about, boss. You're letting them get away with murder, boss. And he just sat there and looked at me. He looked at me a long time, and I said, yes, and boss, on top of everything else, here they come and rob you. I said, that's all, boss, when they rob you. And besides, boss, I said, you know, me, the clever guy. Besides, they said they're not afraid of you. I don't think I ought to have said that. He looked at me and he said, son, you're not afraid of me either. Are you? And I busted right out crying. I know it sounds like I'm a sissy or something, but I said, no, sir, boss, I'm not afraid of you. I love you, boss. Well, I said, boss, that's the trouble. It makes me so mad, these people. And you sit there and you take it, and you know they're guilty, and they go right on and... Well, after a minute, I kind of run down, I guess. So he waits a while, and he says, well, son, one of these days I'm going to lose my patience, I'm afraid. Man, you should have seen his face. What? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was closing time. Here I've sat and made yada-da-yada, didn't catch you from working on my horn. Okay, I'm sorry. Tomorrow, maybe? I sure need that old horn, you know. Well, good night. My horn ready yet? Ah, well then, I'll wait. It sure looks nice, doesn't it? Yeah, you got the dents out all right. That's a nice job. Oh, sure, they're still at it. Since the boss went away on vacation, it's been something, brother. I was going to tell you about the other day. The day he told me about the job I'm going to play. You're not a musician, you said. Yeah, you haven't got an idea how good it feels after you've been on the shelf so long. How it feels when you got a job to play coming up. Ah, man, it's wonderful. Huh? Oh, them. Yeah. I was asleep under the apple tree, you see, and they woke me up talking. Yeah, if I had my way, I'd... Yeah, but I just worked there. That woman.
Neighbors. I say neighbors, man.
I'm gonna pop that fella any day now.
Uppity ways, says Shane along the street as if she owns it.
And him. He's got 3 suits of clothes.
The way she talks, man. Mrs. Uppity, Lord de Dor.
Him and his horse and buggy.
We got no horse and buggy, man. And she invited me to tea, don't you know?
Tea?
Well, give her tea.
Know what I done, woman?
What?
Know that there dog of theirs?
That measly little feist.
He's dead.
How he dead?
Poison.
Serves him right, man.
I hate him.
I hate him too, man.
And they hate us.
They sure do.
One thing, they don't like the boss, though.
The boss.
We're sure making a fool out of him, ain't we?
You know what I think, man?
What do you think, woman?
I don't think there is no boss.
Don't.
Don't never see him. Don't never hear him.
Just hear about him.
Never does nothing.
We bust alone, he don't do nothing.
All them things in the book.
Them's for the birds, woman.
Wish we had a new boss.
We ain't got no boss at all.
Yes, we have.
Who's this boss?
Reckon we're the boss ourselves.
Why, sure, woman, we're the boss.
Do like we please, man.
Do like we please.
Storm coming up, I said. I got up to the ground, I went into the house. I tell you, mister, I was fit to be tied. Mad! I went into the house and I said, boss, listen. Boss, listen, this has got to stop right now. I said, murder and coveting and lying and stealing and kicking the old folks out. All that's bad enough. But when they get to talking like this... Look, boss, I said, what are you going to do about it? It was thundering again whilst I talked. But I couldn't see any clouds. And I said, what are you going to do about it, boss? Well, sir, he looked at me. I could see tears rolling down his cheeks. But at the same time, I could see he was mad, too. He don't get mad often, but when he does... And he got up and he said, son, I want you to take a little gift out to those people. I said, gift? He said, yes, take them this for a gift, a play toy. And he handed me this thing. He said, what is it, boss? What is it, I said. Well, he said... Well, I tell you, I've been awful patient, if I do say it myself. Then I said, sure you have, boss. So, I'm going on a vacation, he said to me. Then before I go, I want you to give this thing to the people. Well, what is it, boss? I said with my mouth hanging open. Well, son, he said, it's just a little old Adam. Adam, I said. Like Adam and Eve? No, quite the opposite, he said. And he wasn't smiling at all. This one's spelled A-T-O-M. So I said, well, I don't get it, boss. But what you say goes. And I started out. Then he says, wait a minute. I said, yes, sir. He says, if I were you, Gabriel, I'd get that old horn of yours fixed up. I have a hunch that there'll be a big job for you to play any day now. So... How's about it? Can I have it now? The title of today's Quiet Please story is Portrait of a Character. It was written and directed by Willis Cooper. The man who spoke to you was Ernest Chappell. And the woman was Athena Lord. The man was Charles Eggleston. Music for Quiet Please is played by Albert Berman. Now for a word about next week, our writer-director Willis Cooper.
Thank you for listening to Quiet Please. I have a story for you next week called Is This Murder?
And so until next week at the same time, I am quietly yours, Ernest Chappell.